everybody. How are you? I'm Arisa. Welcome to my dance party. Today was a beautiful day in Anchorage. Well, started off a beautiful day, and then it got very cloudy and rainy. But actually, the rain is pretty nice because it's not snow. So it's so nice when it's raining because it's not snow. And I'm looking out my window right now, and it's still very cloudy, but up to the... to the north, you can see the sky. It's blue. So maybe tomorrow will be sunny again. I don't know. I thought it was supposed to rain all week. But anyway, I'm pretty tired. I don't know why. I didn't go to work today, so I slept in kind of late. And then I had a nap this afternoon. But I just feel kind of weird and sleepy. So I'm going to go to bed early tonight. And then the cat's back, of course. I'm going to go to bed early tonight, and hopefully I'll be able to wake up well-rested for tomorrow. So what I'm going to do is read a bedtime story for everybody. Yay! This is, it's not really a story, it's just a couple paragraphs, but I'm going to read it. So here we go. Okay. June reached high into the hazy blue summer sky with her fingers outstretched and looked up at the amateur French manicure her best friend Sylvie had given her last night. Her other best friend, Doris, looked at June now and copied her pose, but with a paperback in her hand and giant headphones around her neck. "Raised arms pose," she said. Her nails were baby pink, also compliments of Sylvie. She slowly dropped her hands to her sides, exhaling slowly. "Mountain pose." Doris's mother was a yoga instructor. June did likewise, lowering her arms and taking deep breaths of humid, coal-scented air. It did little to refresh her after hours of staring out the train window at charming Midwestern landscapes. She watched as the uniformed attendant reached into the belly of the train, pulled a suitcase out, and heaved it onto the platform, then reached in again. Sylvie stepped between the two girls, twisting her wavy red hair into a messy ponytail. "I called her," she said. "Howie's on his way." "Howie?" June and Doris said together. "Auntie's neighbor. They live across the street," Sylvie said. "His mom always helps Auntie, and Howie's been running errands and getting groceries and things since Auntie stopped driving. He's in college." Another suitcase landed on the platform with a thump. "That's mine," Sylvie said, rushing forward, then struggling to pull it back with her. Doris's suitcase was right behind Sylvie's, and then came June's. By the time they'd maneuvered their luggage through the station, a boy in a blue pickup truck was pulling into the gravel parking area, exciting a good amount of dust. He drove right up to the girls and stopped. The dust settled, and still the girls stood at the curb, each clutching her handbag, with her luggage at her feet. The boy finally got out of the truck. "Hi, Sylvie," he said as he tossed one suitcase after another ungracefully into the back of the truck. "Hi, Howie," she said. He hesitated a moment, then opened the passenger side door. He stared at the girls' feet as they climbed into the truck. June regarded his feet, too. He was wearing the same blue sneakers her brother had. It was very cozy with four of them in the truck's cab. The 20-minute ride to Aunt Francie's house was silent, except for the steady crescendo of the engine whenever it was ready for higher gear, and except for when the tips of Doris's knitting needles found their way out of her bag and into Sylvie's leg. As Howie slowed down, June could see a row of cheerful houses on wooded lots to the left. To the right, cornfields, and a big white farmhouse set back from the road. Howie turned right onto a gravel driveway and drove up to the old farmhouse. Tall oak trees shaded the yard, and overgrown lilac bushes partially concealed a detached garage with a rusty Cadillac parked next to it. Weeds flourished in a neglected vegetable garden alongside the house. The long front porch was flanked by two orange planters overflowing with red geraniums and vinca vines. Between them, an old woman rocked slightly in a chair next to a card table, with an American flag swaying above her. A pitcher of pink lemonade waited on the table. So, I hope that was an exciting story for you to hear, and now I'm going to go to bed. But first, in honor of the wonderful lunch I had today, I'm going to play a song for you. Thanks for listening. Have a good day.